said about all this. A little surprise for me.
I was at the State Department. The president was the vice president the last time Russia invaded Ukraine. This is a pattern of horror from this from President Putin.
Congressman, a pattern. She just spelled it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the key takeaway is there. The 4 years President Trump was in the White House, in the Oval Office as commander in chief, this didn't happen. I thought when Secretary Pompeo was asked this question a week or so ago, and he said, people have asked me, would this have happened if President Trump were president? And former Secretary of State Pompeo said, the short answer is, I don't know. But I do know this. It didn't happen when he was president, when Donald Trump sat in the Oval Office. And that's the key takeaway. And again, the American people are smart. I think people around the world have common sense. And they see the difference between the strength that was projected from the White House when President Trump was there versus, unfortunately, what we see now. And look, I get no satisfaction in saying that, but it's just the fact, and we see how it's played out.
And the fact is that the pattern is that they capitalize on presidents not named Trump. Donald J. Trump was at the helm when there was peace in the world. In the Middle East, the Abraham Accords. We've been trying for what, 50 years to fix that? 60 years to fix that? And it took Donald J. Trump to do it. That's what we're talking about. And that's why Jim Jordan cuts through all the BS. I love it the way he does this. It's in plain English so that all of us can understand. Coming up, Ken Cuccinelli. Be on the show, and we'll talk about how election laws and the courts are taking center stage during a federal election cycle. And by the way, the courts are going to save us. I firmly believe this, that all these appointees by the Trump administration are going to end up saving our electoral system. And the fact is, they have not been able to enact H.R. 1 yet. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russian forces have seized a strategic Ukrainian port and besieged another as a second round of talks between the two sides is due to begin. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Russian military have announced they have taken control of the strategic Ukrainian port town of Kherson. Ukrainian officials confirmed the Russians had taken over local government headquarters, making it the first major city to fall since the invasion began a week ago. Whilst Moscow has been unable to quickly take over the capital, Kyiv, they have made significant gains in the south as part of efforts to sever the country's connection to Black and Azov Seas. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden is ordering new sanctions against Russian oligarchs and others in President Vladimir Putin's inner circle as Russian forces pummel Ukraine.
Today I'm announcing that we're adding dozens of names to the list, including one of Russia's wealthiest billionaires, and I'm banning travel to America by more than 50 Russian oligarchs, their families, and their close associates.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says she'll meet next week with Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Collins joined two other Republicans last year in confirming Jackson to the D.C. Court of Appeals. That's considered by most to be the second most powerful court in the country. The Maine moderate now says she has not made a decision on Jackson, but that, quote, it's a different level, obviously, to go to the Supreme Court, and it's absolutely essential that I sit down with her. Collins, who supported President Obama's Supreme Court selections, is a crucial meeting for Jackson as Democrats seek at least some GOP support for her confirmation. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 96 points, the NASDAQ dropped 214, the S&P 500 lower by 23. Oil dropped 293 to 107.67 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to get better. The county's 14-day test positivity rate dropped 0.5%. That's now down to 7.6%, with Nevada's statewide rate down to 8.5%. That's down 0.6 percentage points. Henderson Mayor Deborah March cut the ribbon officially opening the latest sports arena in Southern Nevada with the 6,000-fan capacity arena Dollar Loan Center at Green Valley and Paseo Verde Parkways in Henderson. The arena will host the Big West Conference men's and women's basketball tournament that will be held March 8th through the 12th, and it will also be the permanent home of the Henderson Silver Knights hockey team. Hamilton is returning to Las Vegas as the Smith Center unveils its 2022-2023 Broadway series. The Tony Award-winning musical is scheduled to run April 18th through November 6th of this year. In all, 11 shows are going to be a part of the series, including favorites like Annie, Disney's Frozen, and the Moulin Rouge. The musical will all be there at the Smith Center.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, moderate flows on the Beltway right now. They get a better grade than what some of the people in that soundbite were giving Joe Biden in his speech. On the Beltway 215, you're moving along on the 15 as well, but you'll tap the brakes 515 eastbound at Main Street at the Spaghetti Bowl.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour of Live and Local. And I'll just tell you, I absolutely love Thursdays. It's beyond hump day. We can see the finish line. We can see Friday coming up tomorrow. Of course, Friday we'll have the Friday song and all. But we get to have all kinds of different guests on who are really, really fun people. And by the way, the one thing that we did last night is I was looking at Fox News Channel just to get kind of a feel for what people are talking about. And the experts have had their say on the State of the Union, the speech by the president. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it directly. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to give you an opportunity to sound off on what you saw. You've seen now a lot of the clips from the Biden speech. It was not an impressive performance by this president. It just was not. I want to find out from you what you thought of this speech. Kellyanne Conway, for instance, thought it was a very, very weak effort. And in fact, let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. Because Kellyanne Conway was on with a former Trump advisor and former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump. Might be the next campaign manager. We don't know. But Kellyanne Conway was on with Jesse Waters and talking about the reaction to a weak Biden State of the Union. Here it is.
You know, with Biden last night, it was almost like he was checking a box. It was almost like he was lancing a boil, smoothing out a bump. It was just somewhere he had to be that night on the schedule, instead of really projecting strength and optimism. The other thing that is confounding to me, and I think if this weren't so, you would have really not do what presidents and first ladies do with.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to show guests, people from D-Day, elevating a Tuskegee Airman to Brigadier General, a woman who had overcome her drug addiction being reunited for the first time with her baby, the military family being reunited, the North Korean dissident coming on his crutches that he used to escape Korea in 2006. So it just goes on, and we didn't see much of that at all.
Kellyanne,
we saw two bored women behind Joe Biden and Joe Biden boring us.
You're so right. They could have put on a Russian dissident. They could have put on a World War II veteran who fought the Russians in Eastern Europe. They could have put on a COVID nurse that would have really galvanized the country. And he just swung and he missed. It's almost like he didn't even swing. It's like he didn't even try, Kellyanne.
It's the time to showcase everyday heroes, and it's also the time, I believe, to announce new policies. All he did was deliver. All he did was make new promises, and also, you know, don't blame Joe Biden. Most presidents get up there and they talk about their accomplishments. He really doesn't have any, and I don't say that as a partisan. I say that in all sincerity. This is a guy who has no energy policy, and this is a guy who has no energy at all. So it was a double whammy for him last night. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi was doing with that odd standing up, grinding her teeth, doing this with them. But it is the last time we'll see her in the speaker's chair. That I guarantee you.
Yeah, I love that. Kellyanne Conway, former counselor to the President of the United States and the former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump. You know, we were talking about Jim Jordan just a little bit ago, and he was on Newsmax last night. I thought he was just fascinating. He speaks in plain English so that all of us can understand. This is Cut 6. And this is Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. The Biden administration weakness is really encouraging the war in Ukraine, possible war with Iran, possible war, with China. I mean, people are going to be picking on us like they're picking on Ukraine. That's what's incredible. This was Jim Jordan. This is Cut 6, Jim Jordan, last night on Newsmax.
I always go back to this. A year ago, when Secretary Blinken was in Anchorage meeting with his Chinese counterpart just dressed him down, lectured the United States of America, talked about how terrible we were, and Secretary of State Blinken just basically took it. Now, that would not happen to Mike Pompeo in a Donald Trump administration, because if they try, first of all, they would never try. But if they did, Mike Pompeo would have given it back to him. And more likely, he'd have got up, flipped the table over and walked out of the room. That's the difference. And it makes that difference makes all the difference in the big picture. And I'm going to make a change. Even if he wanted to do the right thing on energy policy and reverse direction, reverse 180 degrees, his party, controlled by the left, will not let him do it. They actually want $8 gas. They want to destroy the oil and gas industry in this country. I've seen it play out in committee where Ro Khanna lectured CEOs from the energy companies and said, will you pledge to decrease production? He did it just 2 months ago in a hearing. I mean, this is what they want. So that's the crazy part that, again, the American people now fully understand.
That's why our energy policy has to change. Just so you know, Nancy Pelosi at her weekly news conference, her Thursday confab with the media in our nation's capital before she jumps on a plane and heads back to California. Nancy Pelosi said, relative to the possibility of banning Russian oil imports, 500,000 barrels a day, that essentially, she says, ban it. She would be fine with that. Now, we haven't heard from the White House since then, but that is what Nancy Pelosi said today, that she is for banning Russian oil imports. It only makes sense. I mean, it really honestly does. That's what's so incredible about this whole thing. The simple thing, whether it be along our southern border, reverse it. Reverse the policy. Go with what worked for Donald J. Trump. Same thing with this. The energy policy. Reverse it. Go back to the Trump policies. It's simple. We're going to take an early break, and then we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls as well at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is that the simple answer? Simply reverse the policies, go back to what worked under Donald J. Trump. That is what will work. Do you agree? Maybe you disagree. That's okay, too. Call me. We'll get to your calls coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silberberg.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I finally got tired of asking, huh? Or what? So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. 1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to get to your phone calls right now. Those of you holding, stay where you are. If you are a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you some extra love. We'll move you up in line. Who knows? All kinds of good stuff could happen. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Al. Al, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Listen, you know what? I believe if it's not broken, don't fix it. And I do believe there's three things that could really help us. Number one is opening up the supply chain, you know, getting the truckers to be able to go and move things around, get them off the ports. Raising interest rates is not the answer. Number two, getting more oil out there, you know, freeing up oil. And, of course, reverting back to the Trump's policies on the border. If we were to do those three things, I think things will start really working better for our country.
Did you see the Biden, or did you see clips from the Biden State of the Union address?
I saw some of it, but, you know, it was kind of, I heard most of the commentary. I don't agree with most of the, I think a lot of those things that he talked about could have been averted, a lot of the problems, if they would have just followed Trump's policies. You know, they're reacting to self-inflicted wounds, you know. If they would have done those three things that I just mentioned, you know, most of those things would have been, everything he said would have been irrelevant.
Let me just ask you, though, the Biden inflation, the Biden administration is talking about, well, it's not going to hurt that much. It's only going to be temporary, blah, 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 blah. And I keep asking people like you, are you feeling the Biden inflation last time, for instance, you pumped gas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, not only when I pump gas, but when I go eat out. Food's almost gone up 20 or 30%. Now, I happen to be a single guy, and I'm feeling it. I could imagine a family who's got to eat, you know, eggs, has got to feed kids, got to buy shoes. I was going to go buy a mattress the other day. Mattresses have almost doubled. You can't even get into a decent mattress for under $1,300.
Is that right?
Before there were like six or seven. You know?
Wow.
And you go find out about mattresses. And I talked to the guy. Hey, so why are they so expensive? He goes, well, because of the pandemic, people weren't working. They couldn't create the material. They couldn't manufacture the material to make mattresses. I go, well, do you think they're going to come down? No, because they got to recoup their profits. Now, if you really want to find out something, I just got back from Nissan yesterday. I have a Nissan Rogue that I bought for like around $24,000. They're telling me that a used Nissan is more expensive than a new Nissan Rogue, and they're at about $34,000 because of the chip shortage.
Wow.
So if your car breaks down right now and you need a car, you're gonna be spending $35,000 to $40,000.
Hey, can I
go do your maintenance?
Hey, Al, can I tell you? Sorry. I tried to get I got a big dent on the back of my car. And tried to get it fixed. It took me almost 6 weeks to get it fixed. They couldn't get the parts. They couldn't get the chips.
Exactly.
That they needed.
Exactly. And let me tell you, that's true. And they can't get chips. Tesla has reprogrammed their stuff so they can put their cars on the market. I own Lucid stock. It's dropping like a rock.
Uh-oh.
Because they can't. So I got to wait another 2 years. And let me tell you, it's going to get worse. It's not getting better because these guys, they don't know what they're doing.
Al, I'm glad you called. Thank you. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in a minute. I want to check in with gentleman Jim Dallas because there are new numbers out on people who are switching parties.
Indeed. I mean, this is along the border towns in Texas, Kevin. There are a couple of former Democrats in, let me get the county here, Terrell County, Texas. This is being reported in the New York Times. And these elected officials are opting to run for the first time in their lives as Republicans rather than Democrats on border towns. And this is a county clerk and a county treasurer says that they are abandoning the Democrat Party and will run as Republicans. Now, there's another county justice of the peace who wanted to switch parties, but her parents are old school Harry Truman type Democrats, and she couldn't bring herself to disappoint them.
Well, we're finding that here in the state of Nevada, that there are a lot of people that are going from either independent, you know, unaffiliated, as they like to say, or Democrat, and they're going to the Republican Party.
I would think it's safe to say, considering where we are and how the Republican Party has moved to the middle or further to the left than they were, let's say, 25 years ago, you could see where somebody would be able to say that John F. Kennedy would be to the right of maybe Mitt Romney today.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
No, and in fact, I believe that, you know, as a guy that followed the whole Kennedy mystique, the Camelot. I firmly believe that he probably would be.
He would definitely be more conservative. He was a